Damn me if I don't look fine today, he announced to his personal butler robot. The butler was a big chap. At 3 metres tall, he was a really big chap. Sebastien designed all his high-ranking servants big, an ironic metaphor about life and power or something, he was certain. Sebastien examined today's uniform. Scarlet tunic, tight cherry-picker trousers, long gleaming boots, gold inlaid sword belt.
The best yet, he said. Oh, my compliments to the tailor.
Thank you, sir, came the reply. A molecular air screen shimmered, a picture formed in the air. His supervisor robot, speaking from the control room deep in the chateau's heart. The supervisor bowed. This robot was another biggie, but rather more soberly dressed. Sebastien liked to see his command staff in functional Napoleonic blue with chunky buttons and tricorn hats. Gave the place an efficient military feel.
Speak, supervisor, said Sebastien.
My master, the starships are dropping from orbit and requesting permission to land, except Commissar Weimark, who is demanding permission.
Open the force fields, said Sebastien. Let the hunters descend.
There was a whoosh of inrushing molecules, and the air screen closed. Sebastien's palace stretched from horizon to horizon, far too overwhelming for the human mind to take in. Like Sebastien himself, the chateau was big, beautiful, and absolutely crazy. The 12 shuttles touched down, their occupants ferried by ornate horse-drawn carriages into Sebastien's courtyard, then straight into the conference room. Awe-inspiring was the idea. Sebastien was big on awe. To construct the exact conference table he wanted, Sebastien had grown, and then destroyed, a rainforest of mahogany. The grain of the wood had to be perfect, a demand which on average used up 40 tree trunks per centimetre of table. The process resulted in tremendous environmental waste. No matter, the effect was magnificent. The table gleamed in the sunlight. The hunters sat, all 12 feeling clumsy and uncomfortable, already in a foul mood, which Sebastien drank in as he entered.
My friends, he yelled, waving his silk handkerchief. Welcome to Planet One.
He studied their faces. The awe was satisfactory.
The Endangered Dangerous Species Society, he said, all gathered together on my little planet. Esteemed members, I am honoured.
The hunters sniffed, waiting for the catch.